Good morning, beloved. Thank you for tuning into Fire Shut Up My Bones. I'm going to discuss something that has been a concern of mine. And you say, man, you should mind your own business. Well, I hope to the good Lord that if I can shed some light on some errors in our inner circles of church, perhaps it could save a few more saints' lives. And you say, what do you mean saving saints' lives? They're already saved if they ask Jesus to save them. Why do people stop coming to church? Why do people stop coming to church at all? It's due to leadership not discipling their congregation. You can be about numbers. You can have as many people as you want at your church. 1,000 people, 400 people. As much as you want, but who's going to disciple them? Who's going to help them get rooted in the Word of God? You see, the longevity of a Christian on whether he will serve God or not on this earth is due to how much Bible he reads, how much prayer he does on his own, and through the encouragement of his pastor or her pastor. It shouldn't be about numbers, and being in an environment where the church is only about numbers will push the congregation away because people forgot about them. People forgot about them. So I want to mention a few thoughts here. I want to preach about the trending error in churches, the trending errors in churches. As you know, I'm on social media. And I have a personal standard not to post precious things between God and I on any social media platforms. They're precious to me. I fear if I do this, God will stop talking to me. God will stop using me. God will stop showing me things. But what is a prevalent error in churches? It's to post each and every time when you lead someone to the Lord on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's to post every time you pass out a tract. It's to post every time what you're doing for the Lord. Or that you're on the bus ministry. Yeah, that you're out visiting. Okay? What does the Bible say about such things? Well, let's get into it. Let me read the notes here. We have many churches that work hard. Amen. That's true. But the motive was never for God. Let me stop right there. This alone offends people when I say it was never for the Lord. You say, how do you know that? If each and every time you post on social media, a time you pass out a track, are you doing that for social media or for the Lord? But the motive was never for God, but only for eyewitnesses such as social media. Boasting of Christian service is popular. And Psalm 91:1 forgotten. Now, what does Psalm 91:1 say? Let's go there in the Word of God. And I'll pray for us. Lord, forgive my sins. Help us to learn something from this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 91:1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To abide under the shadow of the Almighty means you'll be refreshed from the heating stresses of this world. You say heating stresses. Well, you need shade, don't you? Doesn't the sun burn you out if you're out in the sun too long? When you're in the secret place of the Most High God, that means you're serving him in secret. You're keeping things between you and the Lord. The Christian does things between him and God alone. I'll give you an example of this verse. But yeah, but he does things between him and God alone. And he abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. There's nothing like serving the Lord and keeping those special things between you and God. You say, what about testimony? Testimony is good. Testimony is good. It encourages people. But when everything that God blesses you with, everything and everything you do for the Lord, you post it on social media, it will cause you to get proud. Okay? And what does pride do? It blinds you. It really does. And you start doing things and saying things that are unbecoming of a Christian. Like, if you're not walking someone down the church aisle every Sunday, you're a backslidden church. You start to see, you know, I could go on and on. But if between you and your wife, if you every time you do something special for your wife, you post it on Facebook. Are you doing that for your wife? Or are you doing that for Facebook? Intimate things are between you and your spouse, and precious things are between you and God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You say, what if they don't see me serving the Lord? Who cares? You serve the Lord. God is not unrighteous to forget your works. Matter of fact, let me look for that verse. It's in Hebrews, I believe. It's Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. You say, no one notices me in church serving. If you're in a church that you have to get involved in a ministry so people think you're serving the Lord, you're in the wrong place. I heard one pastor say that if you go sowing in on your own, that's fine. But you should show up for churches sowing in so that people can see you serving the Lord. That's unbiblical. But anyway, Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. The Lord sees your works. That's all that matters. What will happen to Christianity in America is this: a lack of spiritual growth. You say, why do you have to make it so dramatic? Guys, this is a common trend now. Everyone in church is competing with each other. Everyone is posting, look what I'm doing for the Lord. What are you doing for the Lord? Are you fulfilling the Great Commission today? As if they're the only one serving God. This is due to lack of care for the new convert and a thrilling desire to show peers that, in quote, I'm living for God, end quote. So what if 1,000 people rode the church bus? Who will disciple the new convert? And where are those who rode the bus today? We must not do things to be seen. There's so much we could say about that. The Bible says in Matthew 6:1, take heed. That means pay attention. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. It's sad to say, perhaps, and I'll include myself in this because I fear this, that we could go to heaven and hardly have any rewards because we had the reward of praise through social media. How are we preachers, pastors, that go against Matthew 6:1 and expect to have anything, any reward in heaven? Like I said, the erroneous trend in churches, erroneous trend in churches is this: posting everything you do for the Lord on Facebook. I will submit to you that it's not for the Lord, it's for Facebook. Maybe Facebook is their God. Sadly, many of us will only have the word of praise from man who, in quote, sees us, end quote, serving God. Okay? You should never do things to be seen. Right now, God is looking down from heaven and sees many churches that visits their bus route all day, have a huge church attendance, and pass out many tracts. But it's not for God. They post all that stuff on Facebook. You say, they're trying to be encouraging. Okay, I hope that's the intent. If it is, praise the Lord. But if not, you know, shame on you. But just to quench, they post things on social media just to quench social media's curiosity of, quote, do they see me serving God, end quote. You know, I've gotten accused of not serving the Lord this week, that I'm rarely serving the Lord. Yeah, you know, I got accused of, you know, it was said about me, rarely serving God or rarely seen serving God and all this. You know what, man? I remember my friend told me years ago, it's not about if people see you or not. My dad taught me this. It matters if the Lord, if you're doing it for the Lord. I'd rather have people think I'm not serving the Lord than to think and make people know that I'm serving the Lord and then lose my reward. I would just say it like this. I'm not bragging, but I've seen the Lord move in my life. I've had God use me And let me tell you, I will not post that on social media. They're precious to me. Very precious to me. I don't want to lose my reward. It's between me and God. And I'd rather have it like that. I'd rather have God keep using me and show me things in secret than to him to stop because I got prideful. Okay? Let's move on. Okay. Yes, God sees the church's work and how they serve many hours on Saturday. People on social media see it. See the works. Visiting the bus route, picking folks up. But it was not for their first love, Jesus Christ. But for social media. Did you catch that? Yeah, did you catch that? Doing things for social media. They don't do it for Jesus Christ, their first love. You know, when some people first get saved, they want to do something for the Lord. It's like, man, I want to do something. And then it turns out, all right. And this is a very popular trend. You know, whoever's listening to this, don't think I'm, because I've gotten accused by this, I'm targeting one church. Look, this is a trend now. I'm seeing it in different, and I'm not talking Easy Does It Baptist churches. This is happening in our circles, in independent fundamental Baptist churches, where we get up there and just, when are you going to pass out our track? You know, especially to your audience that attends Sunday morning, Sunday night. Let me tell you something. If a person is attending church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night with their family for years, don't be surprised if they are doing something for the Lord in private. Don't berate them and condescend them and say, when was the last time you passed out a gospel tract? And then what's going to happen is this. You create an atmosphere of them making sure they post pictures of themselves passing out tracts. Making sure they tell everyone they pass out tracts. You know why? Because they want to get people off their back to prove that they're serving the Lord. I had a man tell me this to my face. He said, Darian, I feel like when I'm in this church that I have to get involved in a ministry to prove to people that I'm right with God. See that? You see what happens? That's not a good environment. The church I'm in now, Faith Independent Baptist Church, they are very genuine. You say, well, how do you know that? They do things not to be seen. It's not a competition for them. When they give testimony, it truly praises the Lord, but they don't do it to brag about themselves. Their leadership encourages people in the ministry, but they do it in such a way where you want to do something for the Lord. Rather than, oh, I better get involved so they can think I'm serving the Lord. Wow. You know, that is good. And the Lord, since I've been there, I've seen a lot of people come to that church and get saved. Visitors. And I believe it's because the leadership is humble, the congregation is humble, and they truly love the Lord. They work behind the scenes. And I can just tell, you can feel it there and see it. But anyway, they do all this work, but it wasn't for their first love, Jesus Christ. Look at Revelation chapter 2, and it says there in verse 2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear which are evil. A lot of churches work hard, they're patient, and they stand up to evil, against evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience and for my name's sake has labored. We're working for Jesus and has not fainted. Now look at this. Nevertheless, I have somewhat ought against thee because thou hast left thy first love. You see, their intentions, they forgot what their intentions were for, which is for the Lord. But they're always posting, look what we're doing for the Lord. Thank God. No, wait, don't even say it like that. Thankful for the old pads. That's why 400 people showed up. Thankful for the bus ministry. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the bus ministry. Now, look, those ministries are all good. I'm not knocking them. I don't hate them, right? I'm for them. But when you come to a place where I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the bus ministry, you are in trouble. I for my devotions this morning, I read what is it, John 15? I think it was. I don't remember. I was so tired. But it talks about, without me, you can do nothing. Look, we want to be here if it weren't for the Lord. That's how we should be saying it. Give all credit to the Lord. All praise to the Lord. Don't say, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the bus ministry. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for so-and-so. Hey, look, you wouldn't be. You know what the Bible says in reference to Moses? It says that God sent a man. If it wasn't for God sending that man, you wouldn't be here. Amen? If it wasn't for God to tell that person to knock on your door, you wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for God to tell that man to drive that bus, you wouldn't be here. We must give all credit to the Lord, all praise to God. Okay, I'll read this last verse. Verses Ephesians chapter 6. I wonder if I should start in 6. No, let's. I'll read the whole thing. Well, not the whole thing, but Ephesians. Okay, so Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, yeah. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Now look at this. Not with eye service. That's big, you know, you're doing it, you're doing service so people can see you. As men pleasers, but as the servants of who? Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now look at this now in verse 7. With good will doing service as to who? The Lord, and not to men. When was the last time you passed a track, bless God, and you posted on Facebook, I was at Dunkin' Donuts and I saw this young man over here and I led him to the Lord, and you take a big picture, you're grinning, the other guy's like, I need to get out of here, this is awkward. And that's all over the place now. All over Facebook. So many churches are doing it. I'm like, and man, that really bothers me. What's going to happen to churches in America? They lost their first love. Okay? Their God is Facebook. Their God is Twitter. Their God is Instagram. Their God is the bus. Because that's all they ever talk about and not giving praise to the Lord. Their God is the old paths. Right? They have the old paths conference. And then they say, a bunch of people visit our church. That's thanks to the old pets. Not thank God for all these people that showed up. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. You see, so where are you getting your reward from? The Lord or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the bus, the old pets, and more. I could keep going on. Okay, anything that takes more praise than the Lord himself is a problem. Okay, receive of the Lord. You see, you receive rewards from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Amen. So we must do things for the Lord. And that's why I'm preaching this message. Like I said, it's a common trend. It's a erroneous trend in churches, and it is so popular. For those that don't have Facebook and I praise God for you. You guys preach differently. For those that do have Facebook and rarely post anything that you do for the Lord, you guys preach differently. You say, how so? What I've observed from preachers like that either don't have social media or they hardly post anything on social media, their preaching is straight from the word of God, okay? From the word of God is different. I remember my pastor telling me, he said, hey, you know, if God ever blesses us with a huge crowd on a Sunday because God blessed the bus ministry, he said he's not going to post it on social media. He says, forget that. He said he's going to, and I admire that from him. And that's why his preaching is different. That's my pastor that said that. That's why his preaching is different. You say, what do you mean different? Is he one of those modern hippie type of Baptist preachers? No, he's an old-fashioned Bible-believing preacher, and because he does things between him and the Lord, and he's humble, his preaching is powerful because God blessed the preaching. God showed him more stuff from the Bible. He's gonna say, "Pastor Creed, because you're humble and you love me, I'm gonna show you more stuff." A Tom Fenwick, His preaching is different. He can go, he doesn't preach long, like 2 hours or anything like that. But I remember, you know, God shows him so much stuff and he preaches, and we're in there for 55 minutes. When it was done, I looked at my dad and I said, we were in there for 55? It didn't even seem that long. And why was that? Because we were enjoying the word of God being preached, right? His preaching is biblical. It's different. I know of another preacher, Tut. He barely posts anything that he does. He does a lot for the Lord. By the way, these three men that I'm mentioning do a lot for the Lord behind the scenes. He doesn't post anything, okay? And if he does, it's a few things here and there. But his preaching is just different. You can listen to him preach all day. When you're humble, God shows you more things. God blesses your ministry. God giveth grace to the humble. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. This is why these men that I mentioned, their preaching is different. Even preaching from years ago before social media, their preaching is different. Now, preaching is all about showboating. It's all about them now. What they're doing. I did this. I did that. Well, they have eye trouble. Just like the devil. The devil had eye trouble. I will sin. I will do this. You say, man, that's pretty harsh. Well, we need to be humble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's what the Lord does to humble people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this these verses, this message. And help us all, including myself, Lord, to do things genuinely for you. Please, God. I fear, and we all should fear, doing things to be seen, doing things for social media, doing things for the applause, rather than doing things solely for you. Help us with this, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.